Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This would not be a Jay Foreman show if I didn't invoke the name Anthony Edwards at least once. So I'm going to do that here in a sec. I'm Austin Norman. Thanks for tuning in to Old School. I'll be with you here till 6 before we turn it over to Ticket Weeknights. I think there's a little bit of comparison and some contrast to be drawn as well between the year that Bryce McGowan's had and the year that Anthony Edwards had at Georgia 2 years before Bryce McGowan. So again, Bryce McGowan's 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game, 40.3% field goal percentage, 27% from 3, 83% from the free throw line, a player efficiency rating of 16.9, and a 2.2 win share number. All right, Anthony Edwards, 19 points per game to Bryce's 17, same 5 rebounds per game, about another assist and a half per game more for Anthony Edwards. He's at almost 3. Field goal percentage, 40.2 for Ant instead of 40.3 for Bryce. Edwards shot 2% better from 3 at 29%, 6% worse at the free throw line at 77%. His player efficiency rating was 21. His win shares was 3.6. Anthony Edwards was a better defender in college than Bryce McGowan's. He was the SEC Rookie of the Year, 2019-20 All-SEC and all freshman team as well. And hey, funny enough, both guys ended up wearing number 5. Both guys were top 25 recruits. Well, okay, Bryce was a top 25 recruit. Anthony Edwards was a top 5 recruit. So, similar statistical outputs, but Georgia went, what would that be, 10-3? Yeah, 10-3 in non-conference play. Nebraska very much did not go 10-3 in non-conference play. Georgia 5-13 in conference that year. Nebraska right about the same. Neither team was very good in conference, but Nebraska was worse in the non-conference. The differences between Anthony Edwards and Bryce McGowan's, right? If you look at that 21-22 Nebraska team, Bryce McGowan's is, I believe, still the only player from that team, yeah, to play in the NBA. The flip side, he is also one of two guys that was rated by the recruiting services. Wilhelm Breidenbach was the other 98th overall prospect in that same class. Flip side of that, Georgia had Anthony Edwards number 4 in 2019. They had the number 49 and 63 prospects from 2019, the number top 50 guy from 2017, and a top 80 guy from 2016. One other future NBA guy on the roster, Tamani Kamara, and then Sevier Wheeler, right, who ended up having a long college career, undersized point guard. There was more talent on that Georgia team than Nebraska had. Anthony Edwards and Bryce McGowan put up really similar numbers. And again, both teams weren't that great in conference play. We know Nebraska didn't make the postseason. I wonder how close that Georgia team would have gotten. They had a non-conference road win at Memphis, who was top 10 at that time. Georgia went one and done in their conference tournament, but only because it was canceled by COVID. They beat Ole Miss. And then that was that. The rest of the postseason was canceled. So maybe they make a run to the NIT. I'm not sure. But then we know bigger and better things after that for Anthony Edwards. To the text line we go. You guys have a lot of thoughts on this. Let's get to all of these. Dan from Canopy. Bryce didn't win here, so it's hard to tell. He needed to be here longer. He didn't need to, but it would have been nice. Who's a bigger, I don't say miss, which would you have preferred to have seen? Isaiah Roby back in Fred Hoiberg's first year or Bryce McGowan's back for a second year? I think that's an interesting conversation. 5284. Put Dylan Raiola on last year's team and we win 7 or 8 games. He's that guy. Potentially. I can't tell you no. I really can't tell you no. But it goes to my next point that they win 7 or 8. Not 9 or 10. Not 11 or 12. And not last year, the 15 that it ended up taking to win the national championship game. It's all relative. I brought up the name Tommy Frazier, right? Husker fans older than I know just how good Tommy Frazier was. And the stories are there about how important of a recruit Tommy Frazier was, how close Nebraska was to not even getting him. But the difference was, Tommy Frazier was that next level difference maker for a Nebraska team that was already near the pinnacle of the sport. Nebraska was already right there, right? I'm not going to say Tommy Armstrong needed Nebraska worse than Nebraska needed Tommy Armstrong, but I do believe Nebraska needed Tommy Armstrong to help them take that next step. Nebraska had good quarterbacks, a couple great quarterbacks before Tommy. But then Tommy came. He was a game changer, right? Dylan Raiola is not walking into the same situation that Tommy Frazier did. Tommy Frazier doesn't look like a savior because there was nothing to save, really. I mean, you could argue we saved Tom Osborne's legacy by winning the national titles or whatever. But hey, we know Brooke Behringer was there right behind him, helping. We know the defense. We know the supporting cast as well. There was no program for Tommy to save. He didn't have to come in. He couldn't come in and be bigger than the program. I don't think Dylan Raiola is doing that now, but I don't think there was ever any savior narrative attached to Tommy like I've heard thrown around a little bit for Dylan Raiola because of where Nebraska is at as a program. And that scares me, right? And this is where I agree with Scani Skur. No player can or should save a program. Dylan could be an amazing foundational cornerstone and Husker Hall of Famer, though. Absolutely. Absolutely he could be. It is too big a task for any one man, woman, or child that you put in the aisle to turn.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn this Nebraska program around. It's bigger than one. It's bigger than two. It's bigger than all. Jay has talked about it so many times, and I wish he was on to talk about it again. Those teams that he played on that won the championships, you were doing your part. Only ever and always playing your role, doing your job. To the best of your ability, and to be completely fair, to the best of the ability for those 90s teams was elite. Some of the best college football relative to era that has ever been played and that will ever be played. Nebraska's not there. Asking Dylan Raiola to elevate a program is not the same ask as it was of Tommy Frazier. Tommy had to take Nebraska from great, from really good program, to over the hump, to national championship level. Dylan's got to elevate him from bad or mediocre to, hey, Nebraska's solid. Nebraska's okay. Number one, it's a different task. So it doesn't even bear comparing the two. Like, I don't know if it's easier or harder to go from great program to championship program, or from down in the dumps program to just a bowl eligible program, or what it is. Because not only does Dylan Raiola have to be better than the quarterbacks last year, Dylan Raiola has to make the skill position players better than last year. He has to work with his offensive line better than last year. And the defense has to take a step up from last year. If Nebraska comes back not having added a single tool to the tool belt, not having fiddled with a new drill or a new screwdriver or anything, if Nebraska is the same team it was last year, but with Dylan Raiola, Nebraska will be 5-7 again. Nebraska's going to miss a bowl again. Nebraska has to be better across the board. It's on Dylan Raiola to kickstart that, because you want him to live up to his potential. Because I don't think Nebraska goes and gets a guy who's just talented. I think Nebraska, and I think Matt Rhule, is aware enough of locker room dynamics to understand you can't just go get talented players. You have to go get hardworking players. And ideally, your best players are your hardest working players. Whether that's Nash Utmacher, whether that's Tommy Hill, whether that's one of the two transfer receivers, throw an offensive lineman in that conversation as well. Your best players have to be your hardest workers. And maybe the best players Nebraska has now are just solid to good. That's what I tend to believe. I don't know if there is an all-time Husker on this roster this year. Why is that important? Because it changes how you view the expectations for this team. If you think that Jamal Banks or Isaiah Nayor are going to have, you know, an all-time great season at Nebraska, going to be in the Trey Palmer, Samori Toure, Nate Swift, Johnny Rogers conversation, cool. Hope you're right. Not sure I buy that. The offensive line is improved, but improved doesn't mean elite or great. It means it's a good, it's a solid offensive line. Running back room entirely unsettled. A lot of interesting pieces there. Not a lot proven. The defensive line was good last year. Let's see those guys be really good this year. Right? If good is the ceiling for every position group at Nebraska, Nebraska's going to win 7 or 8 games, which is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't mean there's a savior there. There's a catalyst. There's a spark. There's an inspiration. There's throw your favorite adjective in there. But that's not a savior, right? It's just not. The closest thing to a savior on Nebraska's roster is Matt Rhule. And I don't say that to, again, pump smoke or anything. Let's not forget where Baylor was under Art Briles. The depth that that program was at when Matt Rhule took over. It was an untouchable Chernobyl job. And Matt Rhule took it to the top of the Big 12, or darn near the top of the Big 12, in 3 years. Trust the process. Don't get carried away. But I'm not saying don't have expectations, right? Hold this program, hold the decision makers, not just the coaching staff, to a high standard. Tell them what you expect on the field and off the field. Tell them how they are supposed to represent you. Tell them that you want them to be on their P's and Q's, to dot their I's and cross their T's, to be on the up and up, to work hard, be blue collar, be in touch with the fan base, the 90,000 strong that have, almost 400 consecutive sellouts. Voice your opinions, please. And please continue to voice them here. We appreciate you guys, and we would love to share what you have to say. But be realistic with what those expectations are. Come with a good argument. Explain it. If you can explain your argument, we'd love to have it. And I hope that we get a good rationale for the direction of the program under Matt Rhule tomorrow. Let's go to break here. A couple more texts to get to on the text line. I'll preview day 2 of Big Ten Media Days, including what you can expect, who you can expect on these very airwaves tomorrow. We'll do that to wrap up Old School after this.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.